I knew that if I continued to ignore you as I should, or if I left for a few years, till you were gone, that someday you would say yes to Mike, or someone like him. It made me angry. And then, he whispered, as you were sleeping, you said my name. You spoke so clearly. At first I thought you'd woken, but you rolled over restlessly and mumbled my name once more and sighed. The feeling that coursed through me then was unnerving, staggering, and I knew I couldn't ignore you any longer. He was silent for a moment, probably listening to the suddenly uneven pounding of my heart. But jealousy, it's a strange thing, so much more powerful than I would have thought, and irrational. Just now, when Charlie asked you about that vile Mike Newton, he shook his head angrily. I should have known you'd be listening, I groaned. Of course. That made you feel jealous, though, really? I'm new at this. You're resurrecting the human in me. And everything feels stronger because it's fresh. But honestly, I teased, for that to bother you, after I have to hear that Rosalie, the incarnation of pure beauty, Rosalie was meant for you. Emmett or no Emmett, how can I compete with that?